I believe you ought to support Governor Kasich of Ohio in Illinois tomorrow and around the country, wherever you're listening, for executive experience and success and for being the grown-up in the room. That was the name I was calling him long before anybody else started doing it. He joins us now at John Kasich on social media, johnkasich.com, for the campaign. Good morning, Governor. Thanks for joining us again.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you again.
So I feel like plenty of people are talking about Trump. If it's all right with you, I'd rather focus on you.
Okay.
You know, I mean, there's a million Trump questions that you get asked all day. Why don't we do something crazy and talk about your qualifications? Because this this experience thing is a big deal. You know, people go, I don't want any politicians. Look, every politician is not the problem. It's the bad ones that are the problem.
Well, look, I mean, we have to have somebody that can fix the country. You just don't go into a place with no, a doctor doesn't perform surgery without, you know, being trained. You know, politics is a complicated business, and you got to look at somebody that has a record of actually getting things done. You know, I was the chairman of the budget committee when we balanced the federal budget, also in the position of turning Ohio around. We're up over 400,000 jobs. Back in the old days when I was budget chairman, we saw significant job growth. I mean, you know, we don't want to play around and drift in this country any longer. I understand people are frustrated. They, you know, wages aren't going up. They're worried about their jobs. They're worried about their kids. I get that, but it can be fixed. And I have fixed it before. I want to fix it again.
Because you have to be president of the United States and not president of the Republicans or president of the Democrats, how are you going to get Congress off the dime to actually get something done with you as president?
Well, it's leadership. It's having a good, solid plan. It's knowing how to work together. It's about knowing how to call people to a higher purpose. That has never been an issue for me. I've always been able to bring people together. A lot of Democrats, if you were to interview them, would tell you that the guy's treated us fair. He's a good guy. And that's what it really takes. It takes leadership at the highest levels to motivate people to know what it is they should do when sometimes they don't want to do it.
One of the great concerns is our security, obviously, and around the world, the tone and tenor of this campaign is, frankly, and I'm not exaggerating here, kids, it's scaring foreign governments, other governments that we need, and other bad guys that could be a threat to us. What should people know about you and foreign policy and their own security?
Well, I served for 18 years on the Armed Services Committee, and we did a lot to improve the strength of the military. I was there during the Ronald Reagan military buildup, and then after 9/11, Secretary Rumsfeld invited me to the Pentagon for a meeting with the former Secretaries of Defense, and I made some suggestions, and he asked me to continue to help. So for a couple years, I would lead groups in and out of the building, trying to solve some of the technical problems we had. And, you know, so I've had a lot of experience, and it is to have a strong military, but it's also to be a leader of the world and make sure your friends know that you have their back. You got to treat your friends better than you treat your enemies, that's for sure.
Governor, there was a report last week that Senator Rubio is giving the green light to supporters in Ohio to vote for you in the presidential primary, basically saying that it's not a vote for Donald Trump. Does that bother you, or is every vote a vote for you, a good vote?
Oh, anytime people vote for you, it's good. You know, absolutely. We want to get everybody in the state to go head out and vote for me. And I think that's fine with me. Anytime anybody wants to endorse you, anytime anybody wants to say you deserve somebody's support, that's of course a good thing.
You know, as we go into tomorrow, and in particular here in Illinois, because I think you're going to win Ohio, in Illinois, it looks like it's getting closer by the hour. Turnout matters, and the thing I've been trying to stress to people all morning is you got to vote. It can't be enough to be concerned about where this country's headed. It can't be enough to, frankly, just sit around and bitch. You got to get up, and you got to make time tomorrow to vote.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right, and it is getting tighter and closer. I'm running tied for first in some of the suburbs around Chicago and second in the state overall. Look, I tell you what it gets down to. You're either going to vote for somebody that has a positive view and positive solutions who can bring people together, or, you know, you kind of walk on the dark side. And I don't want to do that, and I'm not going to do it. And I think people are, you know, kind of shaking their heads at what they're seeing happening you know, in this campaign, and I would ask them to give me some consideration for their vote.
Governor, I know you were here last week. Any plans to be here today or later this evening?
No, I'm in Ohio today. We'll be, again, continuing all across Ohio, be in Cleveland tomorrow, and then on Wednesday I'll be heading to Pennsylvania over to Philadelphia.
And as the people go to the polls tomorrow in your home state, obviously they know your story. What do you need to do as far as turnout goes tomorrow? Is there a number when people are watching the coverage? You go, well, turnout's here, then that looks good?
Well, I think that we want clearly as many people to vote in all the states. You want people to get out and express themselves and not be in a position of where they're so frustrated that they get out. You just said it at the beginning. Get out and vote. Just don't complain. Get out and make your feelings known. And however it turns out, we'll accept the results.
As we go forward in this, you know, you talk to these guys backstage, and regardless of what happens, and you go through, you know, it's like a prize fight, right? You beat each other up, and hopefully you could be friends afterwards. Do you have to start making...
Well, I don't really see things that way. I don't think, you know, people can get out and hit below the belt, and then they're your buddies. This is not big-time wrestling for me. This is serious business. This is about who's going to be president of the United States and the leader of the country and the leader of the free world. This is not like let's go out on a stage and put on a performance and then go backstage and yuck it up. I don't kind of operate that way.
No, that wasn't what I was saying. What I was saying is that once you finish with all of this and you have to form your own team going forward, are there Republican leaders, and I know you're not going to name anybody today, are there Republican leaders that you can put together in your head of who you'd like to see around you in the White House down the road?
Oh, yeah, well, of course. You know, look, you can only do this job if you have a good team. If you have a bad team, you're going to be a weak president. You're going to be a weak governor. You're going to be, hey, look at you. You're going to be a weak talk show host if you don't have a good partner and a good team.
Right.
So you're always sort of thinking about, you know, it's a little early, but I've got so many people that have worked with me in the government, in Ohio, in Washington, people who I know that understand, you know, we've got to shake up the system, but we've got to be constructive. Yes, we got a lot of people. But you're only as good as your team. You know, you can never get, you know, think, well, if it wasn't for me, nothing good would ever happen. That's kind of nonsense. And so, we've got a lot of people helping, and we need people who understand the vision of balancing budgets and changing regulations and cutting taxes. That's how you get this country and this economy moving again.
Now, I know we're on a time crunch here for both of us, but one of the things that you know is a geographical difference here in Illinois is what we call north of I-80 or south of I-80, where people downstate think it's all about Chicago, and people in Chicago think, no, it's the farmers downstate, they're fine. You have to be in touch with the ag community as well. You feel like you got a pretty good handle on that?
Well, you know, we have a lot of agriculture in Ohio. It's
right.
Obviously one of our main industries. And, you know, so, yes, I think our effort has been, though, fundamentally centered around Chicago because it was the easiest thing for us to do in the time crunch.
Sure.
What people have to understand is, you know, when as my wife says, thank God there's only one of you, John. We'd love to have I'd like to have a couple of me so I could go different places at the same time.
Sure.
But this is what we have to live with. And I got to tell you, my last trips, Palatine, being at Navistar, these were really great trips and saw a lot of great people. And I'm looking forward to coming back to Chicago. Look, Chicago is just incredible, right? It's just a wonderful place, and I just can't wait to get back.
Last thing from me, and feel free to comment or not, but look, your vote is not just to make a point. This is a job interview, and you're trying to elect somebody that can actually do the job, and that's why I think Governor Kasich is the guy that can go forward and take it from campaign to actually do the job. Anything else you want to add?
Well, that's very, very, very kind of you, and people just need to know. I don't consider myself to be – I consider myself, number one, to be an American before a Republican. That's what's most important. I'm a conservative. I believe those principles will work. But, you know, my father carried mail on his back. His father was a coal miner. My mother's mother could barely speak English. My focus is on rising people who live in the neighborhoods, rising people who live in places like Palatine, who play by the rules, want their kids to have a better future. That's what it's all about for me. So thank you, guys. You're very generous this morning. God bless you.
And good luck to you. Stay safe on the road. That's Governor John Kasich, who is obviously very focused on Ohio. There was a poll in the Columbus something-something dispatch. I forget the name of their local newspaper. That said Trump is drawn into a tie with Kasich after trailing by as much as 5 points.
In Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Ohio.
And that's why the Rubio supporters were saying vote for Kasich, because a vote for Kasich is a non-vote for Trump.
Right. And then that turned into a whole thing this weekend where Kasich said, listen, sorry, Marco, I'm trying to win this thing. No, I'm not going to win in Florida. I did try to call Rubio, and he told the story a couple times, couldn't get him, but wanted to wish him luck. He doesn't think he's going to win Florida. Doesn't think he's going to compete in Florida. As a matter of fact, I can guarantee he's going to finish fourth in Florida. But if Kasich doesn't pull Ohio out tomorrow, it's good night, everybody. He's got to win in Ohio. And even a strong second place showing here would be a big deal. But there's a trend with Kasich because he's, again, the grown-up in the room is a good summation of it. He actually has points. He makes points. And he sounds like a guy to get the job done. He's got a trend going here. There's a push here, and maybe a lot closer than Trump thinks here.
I think Kasich should spend more time in Illinois. I think it would be beneficial to him, but I think you could see a double elimination. If Kasich doesn't win Ohio and Rubio doesn't win Florida,
good night.
They're both out.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.